Judge Richard Goldstone was until yesterday the chief prosecutor for the International Criminal Tribunals for the former Yugoslavia and for Rwanda. The War Crimes Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia has indicted 71 officers and soldiers from the Bosnian Serb, Bosnian Croat, Bosnian Muslim, and Yugoslav forces. Only seven are in custody. The tribunal has been frustrated by the international community's resistance to arrest indicted war criminals. At a press conference today in Washington, D.C., Judge Goldstone explained that the relationship between any international court and governments is crucial.
No international court, in my view, is ever, and certainly not for the next 100 years, ever going to have its own police force, its own army, to go and arrest people. Any international court is going to have to rely on the cooperation of governments, of state members of the United Nations. Our warrants of arrest have to be executed by national police forces. National governments have to give the orders. If our investigators want to go and consult, even with willing witnesses, I've taken a very strong view that it's inappropriate for an international prosecutor's office to send investigators into any country without the knowledge and consent of the government concerned. I think governments are entitled to be consulted before people come into their countries to do that sort of thing. Sovereignty is a very jealously guarded aspect by all governments. It's the main reason, in my view, why we don't have an international court already. It was promised in the Genocide Convention in 1948. It's never happened. Governments don't like to be subject their citizens for trial by courts other than their own. It's the reason extradition applications are so cumbersome and so seldom succeed. So the relationship between my office in The Hague in respect of both tribunals and governments has been very important.
Judge Richard Goldstone, former chief prosecutor for the International War Crimes Tribunal, speaking today in Washington.